You're listening to SBS News.
Do you know who that gentleman is standing in the back? That's one of the wise men who's come to see baby Jesus.
For Lauren Heumann and her two young daughters, the trip into Melbourne to take in the sights and sounds of the city at Christmas is a major event. They view the nativity scene, meet Santa, and peer at the Christmas windows.
The excitement starts in November when we start planning the trip, and if we invite friends, it'll just be the three of us. So it's really a big, big part of Christmas, almost as much as putting up the tree ourselves.
Miss Heumann and her parents migrated from South Africa in the 1980s. Free from the restrictions of apartheid, Christmas outings became family traditions.
Because we're not white, it meant that we couldn't be allowed in certain suburbs, which were white only, and also there were curfews so that you weren't allowed out after dark. So coming to see the Christmas lights in the windows at night time was really special.
What nonsense! It's the stupidest party I ever was at.
Over the festive season, more than a million people are expected to visit Melbourne's Christmas windows. The illustrated children's storybook Alice in Wonderland is brought vividly to life in the windows of Myer Department Store. Thailand-born sculptor Apicha Chakipa was part of the team that handcrafted the items on display. He models in clay the face of Alice, as well as the Queen of Hearts and her card soldiers. The models were then digitized, 3D printed, and painstakingly painted.
I really happy and joy for to do something, the detailed, beautiful book story of the Alice in Wonderland. And then all the character is really, really beautiful to do the from 2D to 3D.
The artistry of the 62-year-old Christmas tradition is the subject of a new exhibit at Melbourne Museum. A miniature recreation of the very first window from 1956 is proving popular. Senior curator of Make Believe, the story of the Myer Christmas windows, Rebecca Garland, says it was the year Melbourne hosted the first televised Olympic Games.
They combined all of that for that first window, and they had Santa competing on televisions in each of the events here in Melbourne. And there's some pretty funny Santas, fairly buff, topless Santas, competing in all of those windows.
Over 250 quirky and colourful characters from windows past are back on display, enchanting once again. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.